Take that deep breath and drop from your head down into your heart. One presence, one power. I like saying that, don't you? Because that reminds us that there's nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. Just one presence, one power. Listen to that still, small voice. So then we added what?
Love.
Come on, love. Love is a great harmonizer and healer. Love is glue. Love binds us together in oneness. Love is what you are. Not only what you have and what you give up, you are love. You are Christ in the present form. So always remember, love brings everything together. Faith, hope, peace. It brings it together. Now who knows what this Sunday is?
Joy.
Right, we're here celebrating the joy in our hearts. We're uplifted. We're gonna hear Christmas carols. We're gonna hear words that are gonna bless us. And guess what? You can take your experience with you when you leave. You don't have to leave it here. You can take it with you when you leave. And guess what? When those things just start stirring up, take a deep breath and remember the scene that you're going to see unfold here today. Bring a smile. It'll uplift you. So, okay. Okay, Vernetta. So now we're going to go into another phase of our service. And Reverend Lee is going to join me up here. And we ask that you take a deep breath. And relax into this moment as we begin our service.
And we begin with a reading, the prophecy from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, and upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
Some 700 years ago, before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed his coming. Isaiah of us holds this truth for us in the universe until we are capable of realizing and bringing into full light the awareness of the light in us.
In a scripture reading of Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to tell Mary, a virgin who was betrothed to marry a man named Joseph. Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. How will this be, Mary asked, since I'm a virgin? And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
In us, Mary represents spiritual love. Mary expresses total willingness. God's perfect love by saying yes to birthing, to bringing forth the Christ. Now Mary had a choice whether to say yes or no. Her willingness to say yes, to obey, to trust, without fully understanding God's plan, brought a gift of Christ into expression. We have a choice too. Are we willing to be that clear vessel through which God works to bring forth that light in us? To be that clear vessel means to be free of the things that clog us up. Anger, hatred, bigotry, unforgiveness, even though we may not know or understand the plan for our life to open, for our life to open ourselves up and to say yes, brings forth that light that lives in us.
Joseph in a dream and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
Joseph, too, represents trust. He also represents within each of us the wisdom and strength to obey what God asks of us, even when we may appear foolish. Mary and Joseph complete each other. It is this union of the heart and mind, love and wisdom, which brings forth the Christ in us. We use our mind and heart, thinking and feeling, to look at those places in our life that we either need to release or embody to more fully live the light.
How could it be this baby in my arms sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
City of David, which is also called Bethlehem. Before they arrived, the time for Mary to give birth was getting close, so they stopped at an inn to find a room. There were no rooms, and the innkeeper sent them out back to the cave called the manger. While they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Time and again, throughout our spiritual growth, we are called upon to put forth the best that is within us. The manger is here to evidence the truth that wherever we allow God to work through us, We make of it a holy place, no matter how humble the surroundings or unimportant the occurrence. The manger brings forth life, a new opportunity to be a brighter light.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay.
The scripture reading of the angels. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shined around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born in the city of David this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased."
Angels are the messengers of God for us. They assure us that good and only good awaits us in the manger of our hearts. The angel of God is the still, small voice of God within us that thunders in the silence. We listen to God to be the highest, to be the brightest light we can. The angel of God directs, guides us into the discovery of the light within us all.
Shepherd's response. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And when they saw it, they made it known, saying that they had been told concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard, seen, as it had been told them.
The shepherds were the very first to visit the Christ child. They represent faith and were receptive to hear the angels, the messengers of God. Having heard the message, they were obedient to make the journey to where he was. In us, they represent our faith. which opens our heart and mind to hear the messages of God and the obedience to go to that place for the revelation of Christ in us. They represent in us the joyful realization of who and what we really are.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song.
The scripture reading of Herod and the wise men. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod the king. Wise men from the east followed the star, pointing to the place where Jesus was born. When in Jerusalem, they asked, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Herod was jealous and threatened. Who was this Christ? Then Herod summoned the wise men. "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring word to me, and I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went away, and lo, the star that they had seen in the east went before them. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with joy. They had arrived at the manger. They bowed down in reverence and presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when they left to return home, they went a different way to avoid Herod, knowing he only wanted to hurt the child.
Herod represents the ego, which is jealousy, fear, and the inability to recognize the fulfillment of God's love. If we allow ego, jealousy, and fear to rule our life, we are unable to recognize the Christ within, which is the fulfillment of God's love. We release anything negative and we choose to give our power to the realization that Christ is born in us, which is the truth of us. Now the wise men, the three wise men in their wisdom knew the star of the east was pointing to the king, the Christ child, and they also understood the great gift of the Christ. The wise men came with their own gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh. We call forth the wise men, the wisdom in us, to direct us to the light in us. We keep that light burning, fanning the flame by giving our very best, giving love, by bringing hope and peace and joy to make the world a brighter place.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still.
town of David of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
The spiritual essence out of which everything is made, the divine idea behind the expression, means the house of bread, sustains and feeds that idea. We are here to birth, to bring forth the gift of light that is already present. It is up to us to express it and to live it.
The guiding light that leads us to more awareness of the Christ, Jesus Christ, and the light that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. The gift of guiding light leads us to the light in us. Trust this light. Follow this light. It will never fail or leave us.
Voices, oh no!
And of us, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to the entire house. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
This candle represents that which lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. This next candle, bringing all the characters and the symbols of this wonderful Christmas story together. We know that each one of these moves us forward to bringing more light into the world.
Savior, but Mary will hold him.
singing, the Christ child is born. Find him at Bethlehem laid in a manger, Christ our Redeemer asleep in the child with his mother that first Christmas day. Candlelight, angel light, firelight and star glow shine on his cradle till breaking of dawn. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo, angels singing, the Christ child is born.
This beautiful singing. Now you have an opportunity to show that your light is shining deep within you. When you came in, you should have been given a candle. Is there anyone that does not have one? So, if you twist the bottom, your light will come on.
We hope.
You have to twist it hard.
Okay. I do have a light in me. I'm gonna.
You have your own light.
Yeah, right.
Let's hold our lights up a little bit. Oh, wow. I need a camera up here. How beautiful.
Camera up here. Okay. Yeah. Camera up here.
We're letting our light shine. Now, as you go throughout your day, as you go throughout your week, as you go throughout the end of this year and into a new year and a new century and on and on and on, think of this light that we see here today. Turn around, look around the room. Wow. Yeah.
A lot of light.
And guess what? It's brilliant because it's coming from within. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to come up. I ask that you use the outer aisle to come around. We have a camera here, so ease yourself back to your seat down the middle aisle. But come up and place your candle in the sand. So we'll start on this side of the room. And just as we have these lights here, that's what we create when we bring our light into the world. When we're awakened to that power and that presence that is within us. And please know, you make a difference. You make a difference in this world. Knowing the truth that you know, living the truth that you know. You are the light of the world. Yes, you are. So, I just want to take a moment. Just pause a moment. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and focus on the light. And just breathe in the essence of all that you are. The Christ is alive and well in you. The Christ is alive and well in you. And I want you to affirm right here, right now, the Christ is alive and well in me. together. The Christ is alive and well in me, and I go forth to express all that I am together. And I go forth to express all that I am. And as we let our light shine, we go forth as a spiritual community, spreading love, joy, peace in the world. And we do this in the name of the Christ that is within us. So for this and for all things, for this beautiful service here today, reminding us of what we are, we say, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is.
Amen.
So this is going to conclude. In a moment, we're going to sing one more song. But I just want to let you know, you can linger in the chapel if you'd like and enjoy the beauty of the lights. But everyone is invited to join us for fellowship in the lower level. And look how beautiful we look because of those of you who purchase poinsettias. They're beautiful. They just light up the chapel. And I want you to feel free to take your poinsettia if you purchased one with you today. We certainly appreciate the board of Unity Church of Light, and I appreciate your loving us so much that you added to the atmosphere of this service this morning by sharing these beautiful plants with us. So we're grateful. So now I'm going to let Doug and that's, let me take a moment. I forgot in the beginning, we have been totally blessed to have Doug. Yes, I've been wanting to get Doug back here, but Doug went through some challenges, and now he's back in the swing of things, so I'm trying to slip in there somewhere. Yeah. We love you, we bless you, and we appreciate you. So I'm going to let you close us up.
So this is for everybody. We're going to end with Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night.
Father and child,